Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Jim Hansen, and we're talking now with Michael Cutler, who is a retired senior special agent of the former Immigration and Naturalization Services. He's also the host of the radio show, The Michael Cutler Hour, on Friday evenings on Blog Talk Radio. So you're going to be celebrating tonight, Michael?
You betcha. Thanks for having me, Jim. Always great joining you. Finally, a night's sleep tonight. That's my headline, personally.
I am feeling that that morning in America thing.
You betcha.
I want to talk about a new dawn, a new way, a new era. And your specialty is immigration, and what we've been doing wrong has been your focus of the Obama years. Let's talk now about what we can do right now that we have a president who shares the concerns of the American people that a nation state requires borders. One of the big problems we've had has been this insane concept of sanctuary cities. Now, the idea that a city can opt out of federal laws, can opt out of the requirement to help us all make sure that we don't have illegals operating freely inside our country. What can Donald Trump do immediately, and hopefully with Congress's help, to change that ridiculous situation?
Let's start out understanding that our immigration laws have nothing to do about race. It's not about religion. It's not about ethnicity. It's about keeping out aliens who pose a threat to our safety, well-being, survival, and opportunities in our own country. In fact, that was the point to an article I did about Front Page, that when we talk about civil rights, illegal aliens are not entitled to civil rights. They're entitled to due process. They're entitled to being treated humanely. But civil rights means be a full participant in a society. How in the world should someone be considered a full participant when their very presence represents a violation of laws, laws that in part are supposed to keep terrorists and criminals out of our country? You know, New York, and I was just in court 2 days ago, is trying to destroy the records that relate to municipal IDs they've given to a million people, most of them illegal aliens. And you say to yourself, why would you want to shield people who snuck into the country, whose identities, backgrounds, affiliations, and ultimate goals are unknown and unknowable? Why on earth would you shield them from detection when the 9/11 Commission, to which I provided testimony, by the way, makes it clear that first and foremost, it was failures of the immigration system that enabled the terrorists not only to gain entry into our country, but embed themselves, and it's a lot more than the Mexican border. I'm kind of tired of talking about how big should the fence be, should it be electrified, how much voltage, AC, DC. Listen, we're a country of 50 border states. And by design, ever since I've been involved with the immigration issue going back to 1971, we have never done what we need to do, and that is interior enforcement of the immigration laws. We have 45,000 TSA people. We have over 20,000 Border Patrol agents, over 20,000 inspectors working for Customs and Border Protection. By the way, that agency gets $14 billion a year and employs over 60,000 personnel. Why do it if it doesn't matter how you come here? But we only have about 5,000 or 6,000 immigration agents for the interior, and half of them are doing customs work. So that any alien who can get past the border, whether it's through a port of entry such as an international airport, run the border, stow away on a ship, basically is home free. I most recently testified before the U.S. Senate back in 2013, and I said that the policies of the Obama administration and promises of lawful status from both parties have, in essence, fired the starter's pistol for aspiring illegal aliens from around the world. And for these folks, the finish line is the border. Because once they're here, both parties have been tripping over themselves, the only distinction being whether or not to give these individuals citizenship.
We are not doing what we should. But now,
by design,
let's shift. Right, exactly. That's been the problem. It's been an attempt to not do what we should. What should we do? What can Donald Trump do on Monday to go ahead and make those changes?
Okay, look, our immigration laws, by the way, are the first laws that aliens generally encounter. You get one opportunity for a first impression. Day one, make it clear that illegal immigration will not get you what you want if you're coming here illegally or if you violate our laws. We do it with drunk driving laws. We do it with texting laws. We do it with tax laws. You know, the IRS rounds up tax cheats. Why? Not only to punish the guilty, but to deter others who might be thinking about doing it. So Trump has to be very clear. We're not about xenophobia. We love the fact that people want to come here from all over the world. That's great. We're the most ethnically diverse country. But if you violate the laws, you will face consequences. He needs to hire more immigration agents. I was part of the drug task force for half of my 30-year career. We need an immigration task force. We need to get the Labor Department to work with immigration so that when employers hire illegal aliens and then, you know, violate other laws along the way, because this is done out of greed, not out of compassion. You don't exploit people because you're compassionate. Work together to go after the employers. E-Verify is a good start. But if you don't have agents on the ground to conduct the investigations and make the arrests, you'll simply have the employers doing what they've always do, hire people off the books. If they're hired off the books, E-Verify, it makes no difference. At the end of the day, it takes flesh and blood agents. And, you know, New York has 35,000 cops. We should have a similar number of immigration agents. We need many more judges. We have fewer than 300 immigration judges for the whole country. That's crazy. And we need to make it clear to the world that we are serious not only about our borders but our immigration laws. And one of the biggest issues is immigration fraud. People who get married for a green card, get visas to do jobs that don't exist. Immigration fraud, in fact, I'm writing a big article for Social Contract, it'll be out soon, I'm calling it immigration fraud, the lies that kill. There's got to be integrity to the entire immigration system. And if we do that, number one, the world will certainly respect us. Wages for American workers will go up. Job opportunities for Americans will go up. And I want to give you a quick thought. The idea of civil rights, you know, out of the 64 Civil Rights Act came the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. It's interesting to put those two words together, employment and opportunity. Today we are admitting more authorized foreign workers than the number of new jobs we create. This takes from Americans opportunities. And who's getting hammered the worst? American blacks and American Latinos. So the black caucus that's sitting out the dance at the inauguration should be ashamed of themselves. They are not looking out for any American, and they're particularly not looking out for what you would think would be their core constituency, black Americans. They are being hammered the worst. We need to wake up and understand that, you know, a country without secure borders can no more stand than can a house without walls.
That sounds like some common sense advice. How hard is that going to be, though? I mean, some of those things can be done by executive order, but he needs Congress for some of the changes to funding and things like that, correct?
Yes, and you know what? With his tweeting, I love it. Any congressman who stands in his way needs to be knocked over like a pin in the bowling alley. You're either with us or you're against us. You know, unemployment is down. No, it's not. They're no longer counting 95 million unemployed Americans. They're no longer looking at the wage suppression of Americans. Why on earth do we have 514,000 foreign students in the United States right now studying the STEM curriculum, science, technology, engineering, and math? And the greatest number come from China and India. Chinese engineers are going home, and what are they doing with their skills? Building up the Chinese military that's confronting us right now in the South China Sea. You know, there's no reason to say we have no computer programmers when every month, it seems, some company lays off thousands of Americans who've been doing the job loyally and effectively for decades, often required to train their replacements from India and other countries if they want their severance packages. How does this make sense to anybody?
Michael Cutler, it has been a pleasure. Those are all magnificent ideas. And the nice thing is, I think plenty of them are going to be in Donald Trump's plan. That's going to wrap up Secure Freedom Radio for today. This is Jim Hansen. I've enjoyed sitting in for Frank Gaffney this week. He'll be back on Monday with more Secure Freedom Radio.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.